Welcome to another podcast edition for the Australian College of Professionals, the leading training provider in property, finance and business.
This podcast. What is the time frame for assistant agents in New South Wales to transition to a Class 2 licensed agent? Was produced by the Australian College of Professionals on Wednesday, 12th of April 2023.
For all of those assistant agents that need to transition to being a Class 2 licensed agent. Now, when the reforms came in March 2020, and the world changed for assistant agents, you could no longer stay as a certificate of registration holder forever and ever and ever. You have a maximum of 4 years. So for those people who transitioned across on the 23rd of March 2020, across onto from a certificate holder to an assistant agent, so still a certificate holder, you had 4 years. So you now have about 11 months left to transition to a full licence. And if you haven't done that yet, you need to get that done by the 22nd of March next year, about 11 months away. You cannot leave this to the last minute. You cannot think in February next year, oh, I've got to be licensed by next month. It's not going to work. So, and what Fair Trading website states and what the regulations state is that if you haven't transitioned to a license within 4 years, they will your certificate of registration will be suspended and you'll be held out of the industry for 12 months and at which time you can reapply. Now, the processes around that are not clear at this stage because no one's had that four-year period. And that won't hit until March next year. So we'll wait till closer on that date to see what the finer requirements are around that point. But guys, if you are working your way towards a license, you are meant to be working at 3 units of competency per year to get to that over the 4 years. So you get if you're in real estate or stock and station, you get your 5 units of competency to get your certificate of registration. 3 per year and one of the years you'll have to do 4 to actually get you to the point of being licensed within that 4 year period because you've got to get 18 units of competency. For strata, you get under the new qualification, it's back to 5 units of competency. Under the old one, it was 7 units. There's, depending on how you're working towards that, again, 4 years to get through to your license. So you have to get to that point. Now, with those first people who are going to run out, their 4 years will run out on the 22nd of March next year, you do need to get onto it now. But remember, if you're a licensee in charge, it's your responsibility as well. Requirement 8 in the supervision guidelines in terms of your responsibility for looking after the people, the agents that you supervise, includes making sure that your certificate of registration holders, your assistant agents, are working towards their license qualification. So it's a joint responsibility there. You assistant agents, you need to get those units done. You licensees in charge, you need to make sure they're getting their licences, working towards their licences, because you are both responsible for that. And licensees in charge, there are penalties attached to you as well for your certificate holders not progressing at that 3 units of competency per year. So guys, and then I guess the point I'm saying this in April, 11 months out from the deadline for the first batch of people rolling through to get their, who must be licensed in that 4 year period, is, it is going to take, depending on where you're at in that process, if you've, only done your initial certificate of registration and haven't done the requirements for the past couple of years, of which we understand there are quite a lot of people out there that are in that category, then you've got a lot of work to do in the next 11 months. So on top of working, having a life, being a person, you're going to need to get that educational qualification over the line. So guys, talk to us now, get on with it now so we can actually talk to you about the best and most streamlined way of getting you through to that process whilst completing all of those units of competency to make sure that you understand and know and are competent in being a Class 2 licensed agent.
Thank you for listening to another edition of the Australian College of Professionals podcast. For more information, go to our website, acop.edu.au.